From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. On May 18th, President Biden issued a disaster declaration triggered by severe storms and tornadoes in numerous Tennessee counties back in late March. The Georgia Farm Bureau reports producers in six Georgia counties are eligible for federal disaster assistance because of their proximity to the Tennessee counties covered by the disaster declaration. Affected Georgia counties are Catoosa, Dade, Fannin, Murray, Walker, and Whitfield. To find the FEMA help you need, visit FEMA.gov/assistance. U.S. Trade Representative Catherine Tai announced that after 2 years of bilateral negotiations, India has agreed to remove retaliatory tariffs imposed in response to the U.S. tariffs on steel and aluminum. The Indian tariffs include American products like chickpeas, lentils, almonds, walnuts, and apples. Tai says these tariff cuts will restore and expand market opportunities for U.S. agricultural producers and manufacturers. The USDA announced its selection of 50 projects for potential awards, totaling roughly $300 million for underserved producers. The projects will help improve access to land, capital, and markets for underserved farmers, ranchers, and forest landowners. For one of the projects, the Community Development Corporation of Oregon will work to provide long-term and sustainable land access to disadvantaged refugee and immigrant farmers. From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update.